I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey ladies, today I'm going to talk to you about something we all chronically suffer from, self-doubt. If you're following me on my Instagram page, you'll know that I recently posted about it. You see, I experienced it on a particularly rough day, and despite putting on my bravest face in front of it, it got the better of me. Well, almost. Now, despite every single thing that I'm doing, which is slowly taking me towards what I dream of, towards the life that I want to build, I still sit and doubt myself, questioning everything. Wishing things would go faster, wishing I was 5 steps ahead, wishing I was 2 months in the future, 1 year in the future. Now, don't get me wrong. I have been enjoying and celebrating my journey so far. Celebrating that I have found my path, my calling, and I have been able to recognize it and honor it and do what I want to do with my life. But self-doubt does creep in. Whether it's from within, or whether it's in the sound of the voices of others that get in my head and become my own voice. Well, we all falter. We make mistakes. And we must remember that it's okay. It's okay to walk a new path and falter. We know that success is never a straight path. We can have guides, but ultimately, we have to forge our own path to it. And along the way, we will face stumbling blocks. So, here I am. On a day like today, I'm showing up for myself. I'm showing up for my dreams. Even if I take just one step towards the life I dream of today, I'm here giving it my best. And I'm here to share the 5 things that help me get through days like today, so that when self-doubt is knocking on your door, you know what to do and how to manage it. First is brain dumping. Now, the fancy term for this is stream of consciousness writing, but I like to call it as it is, which is my brain dumping its shit out. Now, the way to do this is to write whatever thoughts are clouding your head without thinking about it. So, you know, when self-doubt creeps in and your head gets so heavy with all these questions that it's asking you, what are you doing? Where are you going? Why are you doing this? What is this? What if you make a mistake? What if 10 people find out that you've made this mistake? Round and round and round, all of these questions go in our head, and literally sometimes it feels like my head is spinning with these questions. So the trick is to write down these questions without thinking about it. Whatever's going on in your mind, whatever's making you question what you're doing, write it down. And you can choose to throw away that piece of paper if you want. You don't have to keep it. So I found out about brain dumping quite some time ago, but I used to find it impossible to fathom. I would always think that, okay, if I have to write something, I will end up thinking about it. But in actuality, what happens is that my head is so heavy with all these questions that when my pen hits the paper, it just starts to write. And as those thoughts come pouring out of my head, there's so much clarity that comes because all of that has come out of my brain. There's so much space to think clearly. So I feel lighter and there's clarity. I actually find a solution to my problems sometimes. Next is checklists and planning. Now, I am the queen of checklists. And if you know me, you know that I have at least 10 notebooks for all the plannings that I have done. Now, after you're done with your brain dumping, there's so much of clarity that you can use that to chart out your next plan of action. Of course, you don't have to do this only after brain dumping. You can do it otherwise also. Just having a plan of action will make you feel more in control. Self-doubt creeps in when your brain starts to panic because it thinks that you don't know what you're going to do next and how you're going to get to where you plan to get. And developing a plan actually helps you to feel more in control. So your brain will be calmer because it'll know that, okay, I know for the next 5 days what I have to do, for the next 1 month what I have to do. Third, talk to your cheerleaders. I know every alternate episode probably I tell you to do this. But truly, taking support of the people who love you and who support you is the best thing that you can do when you're doubting yourself or whenever you hit a bad spot, you hit a low. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. Please curate people in your life who support you, who love you, who want to see you succeed, and reach out to them when you're doubting yourself, when you're feeling low, upset, etc., etc. Next is very, very simple, but we all fail to. I'm personally so guilty of doing this, which is take one step at a time, one day at a time. Remember where you are. So when we think of our ideal life or where we want to be or of that beautiful shiny goal that we have, we think according to that and we think 10 steps below that. But we are actually at zero and starting up to reach probably the 1000th step. Now, the problem with this is that when we set milestones for ourselves to reach that goal, we plan backwards. What we don't realize is that we are starting at zero. So look at the next step. Don't think 10 steps ahead. Don't think 20, 50, 100 steps ahead. Start with zero and think about one. Then from one, think about two. Yes, you should have a general outline and you should have certain milestones in mind. But when you are doubting yourself and you're in that panicked frenzy, just breathe, think of what is the next thing to be done. That's it. The reason why self-doubt creeps up is because we set such high-reaching goals for ourselves that it's impossible to reach. And we, in our optimism or in that state of glory, we think that we're going to achieve it. But in actuality, it's not possible in any circumstance. So be kind to yourself. Calm down. Deep breaths. Think of just the next step. Don't have a tunnel vision. Have your goals. I'm not saying don't. Of course, you're building yourself towards something. But during self-doubt, one step at a time. Last, now you're gonna accuse me of recommending this because I have watched the Indian matchmaking episode, but it's not true. I've known about people like this since a long time. Please invest in a coach, or at least consider it. Whether you feel that you need help with your mindset or just to regain some confidence, regain some trust, whether you need to work out internal issues within you, consider investing in a life coach. And if you want like a proper plan to reach your income goals or to reach certain goals in your business, then hire a business coach. Now, I've worked with both these kinds and both of them have incredibly helped me so much that I think I wasn't anticipating how much help I got from these people. Now, please don't think that a life coach is a therapist. They're not. They're certified for different things. They're certified to help you pull away from the situation, plan for your life, and take it step by step, and they support you through that. They help you develop a more positive mindset. Whereas therapy or a psychologist or even a psychiatrist are all trained to help you overcome mental health and mental illness and support you through that. So please don't confuse the two. Be very, very aware of what your mental state is. If you go to a life coach and they feel that it's beyond their scope, it's likely that they will recommend you to go to a psychologist, a therapist, or a psychiatrist even. Please heed their advice because they are trying to help you. As for a business coach, well, a business coach will take you step by step through building your business. Like for me, I don't come from a business background at all. I come from a dental background and I come from a family of doctors. So, dur dur tak, there is no business, there's not a business bone in my body. But working with a business coach, you get step by step what you need to do to help you to build something that's sustainable and that's scalable and that people actually want and need. And that's why you're able to sell to them. I can definitely tell you that having both of these coaches in my life has let so much of that pressure off of me. That self-doubt is gone because now I know that I have handed the reins over to someone else who's more experienced. I can rely on their expertise and their experience. I don't need to worry about figuring it out on my own because I have help now. I have experienced people on my team, which is just such a relief. So these are five relatively easy steps that you can take the next time you're overcome with panic, anxiety, and self-doubt. Of course, this is very, very beginner level. If you have overwhelming anxiety and when you're panicking, if it's becoming a physical attack, please get help. Please go see a psychologist. They will be able to guide you properly with certain exercises and tools that you can use to recognize when these attacks are coming or when you're going towards, you know, that mindset where it's going to go out of control for you. None of these by any means is an expert review or a suggestion by an expert. I'm just sharing what works for me and what I believe has worked for quite a few people. I hope that it works for you, but again, I'm saying, if you feel that it's going out of control, please seek professional help. It's for your own sake and you would benefit the most out of it. Please trust me. I know a lot of people who go to therapy and they are all so much better because of it. Lastly, I would like to leave you with this quote. I had posted it on my Instagram page. If you're not following me, go and follow me at SodaPopLove on Instagram. And this is what the quote says. I think I'm going to keep reading this every time I have a day where, you know, I'm doubting myself. So here it goes. Bad chapters still create great stories. Wrong paths can still lead to right places. Failed dreams can still create successful people. Sometimes it takes losing yourself to find yourself. That's it from me for this week. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love and Twitter at @soda_pop_love or at @HDSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.